this upcoming season, which, by the way, is going to be right here in Las Vegas. So that should be a lot of fun. But that's the thing about the NFL. If you finish worst, you get the first pick.
And poor Jacksonville. Oh, my God. They're going to get it again.
They're the new Cleveland Browns, although there is some dissension with the quarterback there in Cleveland, Baker Mayfield, former Heisman Trophy winner. He came in, kind of flipped the script a little bit with Cleveland. Of course, you know, they won one game in two seasons there in 17 and 8, or 16 and 17. Then he came in 2018 and kind of turned it around a little bit and even took them to the playoffs last year. But no, not this year.
He's been hurt. Damaged goods.
There's a lot of people that think that he's not the guy. I think what we learned over the weekend, and I'm not going to rub it in, I think we did have a bet on that Bengals-Kansas City game.
I don't know.
I think we did.
My memory's fading on that one.
I think we bet a dollar or something. But the thing about a quarterback in the NFL, it's the most important position probably in all of sports. And if you have a guy that can identify defenses like Brady does, and you can tell what the defender is going to do based on his alignment, and if you have a crafty quarterback that can do that, that puts you far and above the rest of the competition.
Yeah.
And there's only a handful of guys that are really good at doing that. The Aaron Rodgers and of course, the GOAT, Tom Brady. And I'm gonna throw our Joe Burrow in there. He's young, he hasn't proved it yet, at least in terms of a long resume, but he's got potential.
No. It's gonna be fun to watch him, and I want to say develop, but he's already there. We'll be following what he's going to be up to, and again, he's going to be on the big stage, the playoff stage.
The playoff stage is a lot different. When the Bengals were winning in the 2010s, they went to the playoffs five seasons in a row. And how many playoff wins did they have in those five seasons? Zippo.
Yeah,
Zippo.
Yeah.
So they have to flip the script on that. But back to Baker Mayfield. Kind of wonder if he's going to be there next year in Cleveland.
That they might admit the mistake? Teams never want to admit the mistake.
They don't want to admit it. But I think they may try something like what the San Francisco 49ers did. Okay, they've got Jimmy Garoppolo. He's an established starter, and he gets it done. He's not flashy, and he gets hurt a lot, though. So they even moved up in the draft, the 49ers did. They were originally supposed to pick around 12, and they ended up moving up to the number 3 spot and got Trey Lance. He did start yesterday. He did get that win, and he's clearly the future. So there's going to be some veteran quarterbacks out there that are going to be available, and if I were the Browns, would I rather have Jimmy Garoppolo over Baker Mayfield? Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see. The one thing I will say that Baker Mayfield does, he gives very good commercial.
He's a good actor, yes. Maybe he should do what Jim Brown did when he walked away from the game and just become an actor.
Oh, there you go.
Fred Dreyer, another one, too. Remember Hunter?
Yeah.
Remember
I do.
And, of course, he was a defensive end for the L.A. Rams back in the day.
Freddie Williamson. Remember him? He became a former Kansas City Chief cornerback.
Right.
The Hammer.
Right. Yeah, the Hammer. And there was another one, too, Merlin Olsen.
Oh, there you go.
Father Murphy.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
remember, he was with the Rams, too, and, great actor, too.
More to come. Coming up, the latest as we move into 2022, from a guy that's going to be tracking it all, Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
All right, 231, as we check out our traffic cams, there is a crash on Interstate 15 southbound. It's near mile marker 5 near Prim, Nevada. Vehicles are squeezing through that accident scene on the left shoulder. So do expect delays there on Interstate 15 southbound on mile marker 5 because the roadway is blocked. They even had the helicopters out there on the freeway, which closed down the freeway. It is passable now, but only one shoulder is available as you squeeze through 15 southbound near Prim. Also, remember the road work on Nellis Boulevard 2. That's both directions between Tropicana and Craig. And you're slow downtown, 515 eastbound at Main Street.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball coming off a loss on Saturday to San Diego State 62-55 in their Mountain West opener. They'll get back at it on Wednesday when they play at San Jose State. For the UNLV women's basketball team, they match up against New Mexico tonight in Albuquerque, matching up the two top scoring offenses in the Mountain West Conference. And speaking of UNLV, their next full-time AD will be Eric Harper. He has been the interim AD for the last 4 months. Raiders football, a win against the Colts 23-20 on Sunday. They'll play the Chargers on Sunday night. A Raiders win, they go to the playoffs.
Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Final half hour for the day. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up. War. Raw and unfiltered. And I'll make you a bet. I'll bet you he'll be talking about Omicron. I just think he will. Because there's breaking news on that front. 12 to 15-year-olds can be vaccinated now. This whole thing is just changing like crazy. Earlier today, I had a chance to visit with one of the smartest guys I know of when it comes to columns and op-ed pieces and things like that. He does a three-time-a-week column for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He is Victor Jakes. And I asked him, I said, I'd say it's a whole new year. Where do you think we are with the pandemic? This was his answer.
Yeah, well, I think light at the tunnel comes whenever, the personal light at the end of the tunnel comes whenever you want it to be. And I think for a lot of us, we've been there for a year and a half or so. Once you are vaccinated, your risk is quite low. The Omicron variant, by all available evidence, is much less dangerous than the Delta variant, especially if you're vaccinated. We just heard on the news that CES is going to be here, and yes, 200 people have pulled out, but they've got 2,000 exhibitors coming here. We can expect tens of thousands of travelers. We saw people on the streets of New Year's. The public health establishment may not have gotten the message. Our governor may not have gotten the message, but I think for many, many people, they've gotten the message that, COVID is going to have to be something we live with. It's not something we pretend doesn't exist, but it's here, and it becomes a background risk of living, just like driving a car. There's a background risk of getting in a car accident. We take steps to mitigate that risk, but we stop pretending that we can end the risk entirely.
I'm just about to the point where I believe that our public figures, and I'm talking about the Biden administration and Dr. Fauci and folks like that, that they are essentially constantly moving the goalposts, and that what constitutes success today won't be what constitutes success 3 weeks from now. Do you get that sense as well?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's what's been happening throughout the entire pandemic. I mean, you remember 2 weeks to slow the spread, and all of a sudden it's become almost 2 years. On a larger point, I mean, it used to be we could, the reason we were going to go through all this, all these dramatic measures was to preserve hospital capacity. And now it's just about the number of cases. Well, I'll tell you what, myself and my whole family, we got the cold over Christmas. And no one, it didn't get reported in a little chart. There's no numbers about how many people get the cold. And why is that? It's not because it doesn't kill people. It's not because it's not inconvenient, but it doesn't affect public policy. It's just one of those things in life that happens. But it's not something that causes, our political leaders to take action or to claim they need to take action. And we've gotten to the point where that's what COVID is, except they just don't want to let go of the power.
Maybe I'm just stupid on this thing, but we keep being told now that it's like when I talk about the goalposts being moved, we've got a situation now where they're saying, well, we just need more testing. We need home testing. We need quick response testing. Why is testing all of a sudden the be-all and end-all of how this thing's going to burn itself out?
Well, that's a great question, especially since, 3 months ago, the White House was asked, hey, should we be doing something to get rapid tests in the to people before the holidays? And they're like, no, we definitely don't need that. So don't worry. We're going to get tests, weeks after everyone got together for the holidays. So, I mean, in theory, the point of testing is that, because it's, a lot of people are asymptomatic, you can test to find out if you have it or not. And if you don't have it, you can avoid other people. And, look, that's well and good. But, we're not stamping this thing out. It's going to be here. It's going to keep circulating. It's going to be worse here in the summer than it is in the fall. And that's just going to be a part of life. And, people just need to recognize it, take the appropriate actions that protect them, protect their family, and move on with their lives. And exactly what you're saying, the goalposts have shifted. It's no longer about preserving hospital capacity. Now it's about this attempt to find all the COVID and stop it. It's not going to happen.
You mentioned that you had a cold and that it ran through your family over the holidays. And I guess my question is, did you get tested or did you want to get tested?
Yeah, I did. I got tested and came back negative. So I was a little bummed because, if I'd gotten it, then it would have just, would have had natural immunity and the vaccine, and that would have been nice, but nope, just the cold. And it's so funny because I've been thinking about this, over the past 5-6 years, every winter we will, our family will get 2 weeks of cold, if not twice, at least the cold will run through our family, and at some point that's what COVID is going to be. especially for people who are under 60 or who don't have a, you know, a pre-existing condition or comorbidity. It's just going to be something that happens.
Let me just ask you, Dr. Fauci was making the rounds of the Sunday shows yesterday, and I'm just curious, has his credibility, do you think, with the American people sunk to the level where maybe he needs to get off the stage?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. I mean, the point of having a figure like that is to be someone that everyone can trust. And, you know, he's certainly not shown himself to be that. I mean, if you remember, he was, at the beginning of the pandemic, was mocking the idea that masking would help. And, you know, obviously now it's all about the masking. And, you know, he said, oh, well, the science says we can go to 5 days of isolation. And it's like, no, the science doesn't say that. It's just that we've got this super infectious disease that, you know, has very little health risk. And the public health establishment has decided, I think correctly, that, look, we can't have all the nurses and doctors and firefighters and police officers and teachers out for 10 days or our society is going to shut down. So we'll move it to 5 days. And now you read the headlines that says, well, maybe it'll be 5 days and a negative test. And so, I think the fundamental mistake or error of Dr. Fauci was just acting as if he or the science or the CDC had all the answers. And no one has all the answers, and that's why you've got to let people exercise their own judgment.
What do you think, and again, as a parent, as a father, as a dad, what do you think about testing for kids?
Well, I just think it's odd. I mean, the risk level is extremely low. Personally, I'm about as worried of COVID for my kids as I am for the flu, which is to say, not worried. Now, look, if one of my kids had cancer, yes, then I would be very worried because, you know, when you have a weakened immune system, then everything worries you. But, you know, we've got to start recognizing, 18 months, 2 years in that, this affects different people quite differently. And if you are 75, your risk level is much, 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 much higher than someone who is 7. And we should be treating, you know, acting accordingly, at least. You know, that's what I'm doing as a dad.
Honest to a fault, Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Coming up, you're going to hear a lot in the next couple of days about the January 6th anniversary. It's nothing to celebrate, but is it as bad as, say, what happened in Seattle and Portland and Minnesota and other American cities where our nation burned, businesses burned to the ground, and yet there's no commission for that. Isn't that interesting? Stay where you are. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, Chuck, you've said before that the DLC has processed over 2 million applications. What about the folks who were denied?
Craig, I love this question, and the answer is simple. If you were denied a loan in the past and are still looking for a loan, before you go somewhere else and pay way too much, give us another shot. Everyone's situation changes. You may have a co-signer, a new job, a raise, who knows? But we would sure like the chance to try and help you out.
I'm telling you, it seems like my credit score goes up and down each month.
Another great point. We don't use a traditional credit score at Dollar Loan Center, so if your credit isn't great, we can still help. You don't even need a checking account, and we give you longer to pay back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You're going to hear a lot over the next few days as we approach January 6th and the anniversary of the attack on the Capitol. Benny Thompson made the rounds on some of the Sunday shows and, in fact, was... The chairman of the January 6th commission was on with Chuck Todd yesterday on Meet the Press.
If I asked you today, do you have a better sense of whether this was a protest that got out of hand or a coordinated effort to attack the Capitol? How would you answer that question 1 year later?
Well, I think it would have been a little bit of both, Chuck. Obviously, some people came upset with what happened in the November election, but others came with ulterior motives. And so you had citizens who had the right to protest, who thought that was the end of what would happen. And you had others who obviously came with bear spray, camouflage, Kevlar, hockey sticks, everything prepared to do something else. And the fact that those two convergence of individuals came together at the same time, and that is what we ended up with.
Have you been able to determine what President Trump was doing while the Capitol was under attack? How much clearer is that picture today than it was on January 6th?
Well, you know, it's about 187 minutes. We have now determined he was in the White House. We've determined that a number of people made attempts to contact him through his chief of staff. Some of those text messages we shared on the, our presentation of the contempt citation for Mark right. Meadows. We also have information of other individuals who made calls trying to get some semblance of response out of the White House. But for that 187 minutes, nothing happened. We do know now that several videos were made. We don't have them yet before the right one was released. But we requested it from the National Archives, that and all other information. So the president was told, you need to say directly to your people to go home, leave the Capitol. And so it took over 187 minutes to make that simple statement. Something wrong with that.
There you have it, Benny Thompson. Coming up, Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of the state of New York. Is he off the hook after sending 15,000 people to their deaths in nursing homes during the height of the pandemic? We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Get right to your phone calls. More on Andrew Cuomo coming up in just a couple of minutes before we leave you and send you on to Wayne Allen Root. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Wayne,
Excuse me. Jesus, Kevin, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
This really disgusts me. The January 6th insurrection, whatever, nobody was armed.